Okay, go ahead.
Are we in the meeting? Are we open?
Just give her just a second. All right, call our meeting back to order. All commissioners present. Some other folks out here. Danny said he had a statement.
Well, I was just wondering, I guess I'll address this to Eddie and whoever else is involved. Until we have citizens come in with complaints, how are we going to know what the adjustments are?
I asked FEMA and got today at 12:30 a copy of the digital overlay of these maps. I mean, he just delivered it to me. What I can do is I can go in. As soon as I leave here, I'll go to IS.
That's where I was going at, Eddie, and I'm glad you brought that up. Until you overview it, look it over, and show us places that are problem areas that you think are considered problem areas, we can say we had a meeting on FEMA maps, but we're basically...
Doug, anybody want to speak, come up to the mic or...
But there's, Danny, I know what you're saying, but Eddie's packet kind of explained there's some things what we should be doing.
Yeah, I wanted to make you guys aware of a couple things. First of all, you do have these new maps to look at. We were under the impression when we first got this that we would have 90 days to review it. And that's the case when you're getting new flood maps. But because of what I'm reading here, if I'm reading this correctly, what we have is an opportunity to comment on. We only have a 30-day window. To get this overlay done and everything like that. And then to when it comes to the technical data on there as far as the base flood elevations and everything, since none of that was changed in Taney County, we're not actually able to contest the technical data if I'm reading that correctly. And I'll get with Bob again on this. He's got the same packet that you've got. There are some things that we can look at and everything like that, but as far as the technical data is concerned on that, since there was no base flood elevation changes, they're not going to entertain any appeals on that kind of a thing.
That was probably my number one question. It looked like all they've done is digitized this, and they haven't changed the base elevation, which means no more properties are affected. Like I thought during the presentation, they were going to have more properties affected because they're going to raise the elevation.
Well, we're going to see the level in Bull Shoals. If the flow rates go up, you're going to see it rise, and y'all have dealt with that some. But it doesn't change the base flood elevation there. I mean, if it's 200 feet, it's still 200 feet, even though the water there may be higher, and there may be areas that are underwater. The base flood elevation is still the base flood elevation.
Right.
You're still going to have properties. Now, you do need to be aware that there is a lot more detail in this, and I gave you a list of the panels that had changed.
Right.
Unfortunately, it happens to be your neck of the woods.
And one thing that I was going to ask, and you said there was no changes, and they did digitize it.
Well, they extended.
Right. But here's my question. We know, and I'm just going to use Mr. Dalton because he's been the man that's been in, that the creek showed on the flood map that it was on the other side of the road from where it's at, a county road. Are those changes made?
And we'll have to review those going through each LOMA as we're going.
Now that's where I'm going, Eddie, is if those changes and we review... How are we going to know? We know that his creek's on the wrong side of the road because it's been a topic of discussion. But do we know that other locations are wrong because we haven't had any discussion on it? Nobody's called in on that particular issue. So I have a problem with, and until you look at it on the overlay and you say, look, I think that this problem right here needs to be addressed because I don't believe it's like it is. And I think all the surveyors that are out here that know the country better than we do should be present like he is. I give you kudos for that.
Okay. Well, I'd like to just say one thing, Eddie. You mentioned that you wanted to take that disc with the information on it, overlay it on the county GIS map.
Yes, sir.
Unless they're in the same format, they won't come together.
This is something we've done before.
Well, you can get it close. You've got to have it on the same datum. If you're just trying to do it pictorially, it's not going to work.
No, sir.
You've
what I'm have... using it to do is to generate a list of names.
Okay. I thought you were going to take that floodplain and put it on a GIS map.
It's not for a view. Basically, that's what they've done.
They've used the aerial photos.
I just use that to overlay it, and then we can query the database.
But you're still going to have the same problem in the rural areas where they don't give you a base flood elevation. But they will have a floodplain on those areas, but they don't give you a base flood elevation, but they'll say they're a flood hazard. So then it's up to the landowner's expense to hire somebody like me to come out there and do the hydraulic study, give that information back to them, and then they say yes or no, you are or are not in a floodplain.
Now, do you make a correction at that point if they say yes, you are? Do they make a correction?
Oh, do they make a correction on their map? No, I don't know where that goes from there. I think they grant them that LOMA. That they'll say that they'll tell the lender or whomever is requiring that they are not in the floodplain. But if you have, say, for instance, Danny, you've got a big acreage out here, you've got some creek bottom, and it shows up that you're in a floodplain down there in the creek bottom, but you're wanting to refinance maybe your house up here on top of the hill, and that goes in, somebody reviews that, and he says, no, that property is in the floodplain, so then you have to get somebody to say, no, it isn't.
That's partially correct.
The determination
company will say if your property touches the floodplain, then all the property's in the floodplain. However, if the map clearly shows that you're not touching a blue area, then FEMA will stand behind you and say, no, the structure is not in the floodplain. If the structure appears to be touching the blue area, you have to go through the loan process.
The only thing is that most people don't know where those structures are. Those maps are so tiny.
These are a little better.
To find the barn or the house is very difficult sometimes. And if you're down there in the area like Rob Dalton was, it clearly shows his place in the floodplain. And anybody of normal intelligence could go out there and look at that and say, how can this one be? You in the floodplain, the neighbor down here that's 20 feet lower out of the floodplain. So there is some ambiguity on those maps part, because they're just not, somebody has taken a line, a contour line, and tried to trace it and say this is the flood hazard area. And if you happen to be in there, then it's up to him to prove that he's not.
Okay. The thing of it is if that happens, and like Rob's situation, and this guy's definitely below, and it didn't show him in the floodplain,
right,
but it showed Rob in the floodplain.
That was just an error on whoever was drawing that little line to say where the floodplain was. And what they do, they'll have their floodplain on one, and they'll overlay that, and if there's any kind of slippage or anything, then that can throw your whole layers off, see.
But here we are, and I think the whole part of this meeting and the 30-day time frame is for us to approve the FEMA map as presented.
No.
No, it's
send comments to review and send any comments from Caney County as a community. Because our first step is, Eddie gave us packets in our box a while back, but what we have is we have the community, which is how they established Caney County. We have 30 days to send comments on the preliminary maps to them, and then if we need to, then we go to a public meeting, then a final determination, and then the final maps. So there's multiple processes, but this first 30-day window is to send any comments that we may have to FEMA regarding what we've seen. But this is not the first step. We don't have to approve these maps yet. That's not the process.
So what is a comment? Can you define what they're talking about when they say a comment?
It says requests for changes received during comment and appeal periods do not address proposed base flood elevations, BFEs.
Here it is. These include are not limited to revisions of proposed floodplain boundary delineations or regulatory floodway boundaries, base map errors, corporate limits revision, and road names changes. It's in this, what is a comment? Right here, what is a comment?
Okay, we've got 30 days to do this in. What if someone I'm throwing scenarios out here. But what if someone is paying insurance that is not in the floodplain, or haven't been paying? They haven't been paying insurance that is associated with the floodplain and FEMA's regulations. All of a sudden, after the 30-day viewing period's up, and they get a bill, and it shows that they're in the floodplain, what do we do then?
It says they have to go through a LOMA process. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
They have to go to the LOMA process, which is...
to their own expense.
At their own expense.
Yes. And where you have a base flood elevation, that's pretty easy to do.
Right.
But where you don't have the base flood elevation, that's where the difficulty comes in.
And your unnumbered A zones, which a lot of the rural county is.
Which is in a rural county. And I thought these floodplain maps, the new ones, were going to have more base flood elevations on them.
They would have incorporated some data from some of the LOMAs and stuff we've had. Now, I don't know, if they stuck that in there as BFE or anything like that. Some of them probably do. They did, however, as I told you, they did extend on some of these streams where, let's say, at Mr. Dalton, I don't know if Mr. Dalton happened to be right at the edge of the study at that time, and the guy below him wasn't, because the study wasn't. That study may be extended on past him now, so which could, in turn, show him now to be in the floodplain.
It says that once you've gone through the LOMA process, you don't have to go through it again. So once you're exempted, you're exempted. But unless you've now been put in...
Right. We will make sure that all of our LOMAs that were issued are reinstated.
Right.
If they weren't already incorporated in the changes on the map. But we can't do that until one day after this is finished up.
Does our 30 days start on the day of receipt, October 4th?
Yes.
No, it was October 4th. It was September 30th.
I didn't get mine until...
Here's the letter.
I got mine on the 3rd, I think.
September 30th is the day...
From the date of their letter?
The day of their letter. That's how I would assume it. I wouldn't...
Okay.
Yeah, their letter is dated...
Their letter is dated September 30th.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the beginning of the 30-day process.
Yep, that's how I would read that letter.
I see James up there, but I want to ask James the question is... Do you assess property, especially structures, at a different rate if they are in the floodplain?
We have had to start doing that in the Acacia Club area and the flood-prone areas. They were all decreased in value due to the flood, and the ones that didn't get affected by the flood was left at a separate value. But yes, we did decrease values in Acacia Club. And up from Branson Park, across the river at the, I don't know what the name of that.
Foggy.
No, across the river down by the...
He's over in the Branson area.
Yeah, Branson Foot.
Over there where those condominiums and everything were.
Right.
Now, was that just the houses that flooded, or are the houses that are shown in the floodplain?
No, it's the houses that was affected.
Okay.
The ones that had their roads closed down and couldn't get to them by boat. They didn't have no damage to their house,
like
but they couldn't
river.
Get to their houses. Right.
So some of the houses on Foggy River that didn't really get flooded, I guess what I'm asking, because you were asking floodplain.
Yeah.
And I think he was talking, and that wasn't a 1% event according to FEMA. That wasn't a 100-year flood.
Right.
And everything. So in a 100-year event, more of those would be.
But that's a good question, though, is the ones that didn't flood, are there, you didn't lower their taxes, but they are in the floodplain, and it could be that they will be affected.
It could be detrimental in the future. We, lowering or raising assessments has to have obvious problems. I mean, we can't assume. But if we have too many incidents, then we can just basically say that the... And if that wasn't a 100-year flood and a 100-year flood hits, we're going to have many, probably quadruple that number of houses and homes affected by this flood situation. And then it will affect a huge amount of assessed valuation in Tane County.
So to that issue we're talking about, these flood maps, you're not using them to make your reduction in value.
No, we were actually inspectors.
What the event was.
Yeah, we were actually inspectors.
If we weren't even in the flood plain, if we didn't have flood insurance, you would have still treated those properties just like you're treating them.
No, it had been verified with sales. If a area floods, prior to this flood, we had lots selling in the Acacia Club area, $100,000, $90,000. Now we're getting reports and seeing no sales, can't even getting bids on vacant lot type thing. So we had to make that adjustment of this is a unique area for values of land properties in, but over a four-year period, we've seen that that wasn't the case any longer. And people, I have been pretty close to the point of pulling the appraisals of, is a house sitting on stilts in a floodplain, should there be a reduction in value because you have to put $50,000 under that house to get it up into a safe position? Is that a detriment to the property or is it a benefit to the property? And so that question's trying to be answered through sales, and we're not having enough sales of that type property yet. But it's coming. I mean, we're getting there. We're going to, the continued paving of streets and parking lots and home drainage, roof drainage, we're continually seeing more and more flooding, flood-prone areas.
But again, your assessment is based on factors, an event, what properties are selling for. You're not basing them on the flood maps.
Not at this point.
Okay. Thanks.
A lot of people down on Foggy River Road got their house to a position being dried out, and then they took their insurance money and sold their house off at quite a loss, and then walked away with the money from the house and from the insurance. And so the people did pick those up a lot of times real cheap, which affects home sales in the area.
Right. It affects assessments a great deal.
And, but then there was other houses down there that didn't flood at all.
Is this review process the time to talk about all the discrepancies that we've talked about in the past, or is this review process just to discuss the new changes to the maps?
I think if we
any
know
comments?
If we know of discrepancies, we need to check and see if they're being cleared up on these maps. If they have, we need to make it known.
And for tools, what's the level of accuracy that we have in GIS? What's the contours? I know we have some LIDAR data that hasn't been completely processed for use Taney County-wide. I understand that in the rural areas, we have captured the information. I'm not sure what they mean when they say this, but we have accuracy levels of up to 2 feet. But
yeah,
when
the county had the flyover.
Up to my Air Force, Doug.
Yeah, that's what we're expecting in the future. Well,
right. When the county had the flyover in, what, 06, they had LIDAR technology used, and they collected all the raw data. Now, that raw data has to be brought into real data.
Okay.
And that takes a little bit of effort to do that.
Right. We've talked about doing that all the time. Is this now the process to do that? Do we need... It's my understanding in the populated areas that we did process enough of that to use that information now. Should it be done countywide, and is the accuracy level 2 feet?
I think the accuracy level would be there, and it's probably a 2 foot. When you say 2 foot contours, I mean that line, that contour line,
right,
is within 2 feet, or
yes,
1 foot one way or the other.
Yes, sir.
So that's your mapping standards. But you'd have to see what it would be to do countywide. Now, that's a lot of work doing it countywide compared to the sections at a county at a time.
It's last time I talked to an engineering firm that has the information, they said it could be in the $30,000 to $50,000 range to process.
They could do it after.
Well, yeah,
The entire county.
That we got that on one sewer deal, one sewer project that we requested LIDAR on, and it was 38,000, I believe, is what they requested for that particular sewer district.
And they said that $30,000 to $50,000 estimate was at an extreme benefit to the county if they were to move forward at that point in time to do that. So capturing that, or saying let's say that process is done, does that provide us with a level of accuracy to where we can contest some of the things that? Or do we need an engineering firm or surveying firm to go out and field check and verify with that type of information, or can we use that map to try and accomplish what
my suggestion when I stepped up here to this county commission is start now. Set in your budget a set and send 10 points throughout this county, randomly picking them in spots that the vision of Taney County shows growth is going to hit. Do it now to start checking these maps. And set 10 this year, set 10 next year, set 10 down the road for the vision of the county. I've been asked about my vision of the county. Well, that's my vision, is to come in and help these citizens. Then when Doug or another surveyor goes back to a point, they've got a point of reference. They don't have to spend all that time. And you might see these establishing these homes out of in and out of the flood plain drop cost of $250 or $200 if the county chips in their part right now and start budgeting for that. What do we set a year of governments, or about five or six? Do we come up with five or six government points per year? It's a long range deal. Nobody's going to go out and check this map in 5 years, an individual going out and saying, is these maps accurate? But you got to start a process of now envision for the future of setting some points. You don't have to go to a particular house. Go to a road interchange. Go to your county bridges. Go to the state bridges, which ought to already be set, I've always declared. Set those things for reference points for surveyors in the future, driving down the cost of establishing these for the citizens. That was my suggestion and why I came in here today.
One thing about I'd like to add about your getting your contours on your maps, usually the aerial photography company, they're all set up. They've got all of our raw data. They got all the information. They do that every day. And they do probably the most accurate work. And I would suggest that you would talk to them to see what they had before you would start farming it out to GIS people that can really get in trouble, because your maps only become, just like anything else, as good as their weakest part. So if you've got, it's like building a house, you got a crummy foundation, but you got all good up above, but your foundation is going to fall. Your house is going to fall because you don't have a good foundation. So far, we've got a good foundation with the GIS, with the way the aerial photography did it, because they used all state monuments to get their horizontal. Now that for vertical, they've also used state monuments and NGS monuments. So they do have, but if you let somebody that's not real knowledgeable grab that information, and they can tweak it one time and the whole system's messed up. So I would suggest that you do look at your aerial photography people that do this for a living, and that's just my comment.
What we're doing with our GIS is not asking them to verify any contours or anything like that. We're just asking them to, based on the information supplied to us, give us a list of property owners that these maps currently show would be touching, that we might notify them through mail or something like that. And that's what we need to decide.
So looking at these maps, I'm trying to identify what's new and what's not new. That, I mean, I read the document of what they're doing, okay? You know, but where am I, what?
This account review, this is the original
front page
overlay.
Okay.
And you can see the difference in this and this. And this will show you that it has been handled with in more detail. This panel number 325 here is this area here.
Right.
You can see how they expanded that and increased the study on. The only thing we've got is you have to compare it to
our old map.
Maps, which I've got.
So there's no color coding, nothing that says. They're not helping us at all find the needle in the haystack.
There's nothing to come in and say this is what it was and this is what it is.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. What it was.
No. You can't really, even if you study it with your eye, I don't know that you'd ever be able to pick out.
Wow.
This stuff. I mean, there's some obvious changes that you can find. You can see some of them where the areas are a little more narrow. You can find some areas where this study has been extended down the stream a little further. You get into that 325 area there. It became 310, 315, 3-something. It became four maps and everything, so there's a lot more detail in that area now than there was.
Whatever we do, we have to have it done by within 18 days.
I'm not saying we.
I just want to make
sure
they
wouldn't extend it for us. I'm not saying they wouldn't. I'm just letting you guys know that the way I'm reading this is that instead of the 90 days we thought we were going to have, it appears they're only going to give us a comment phase, which is 30 days.
Right.
And everything. Now, I'm not saying we can't extend that. or something like that. So just I want y'all to be aware of what we've got. Who do you want to look at these maps? How do you want to proceed with this? Originally, our intention was to, like I say, make the list, send out a mass mailing and say, you know, our new floodplain maps indicate that you have property that's touching the floodplain. If it's a concern to you, you need to come in and look at the map so we can see.
I mean, we got a lot of meetings to have in the next...
Jim, we need to make a comment. We receive this today, right?
No.
These maps?
30th.
We received these maps.
The 30th. They mailed them out the 30th?
They mailed them on the 30th. I got mine on the 4th, which is when
and
I
that's the day
the
you
packet.
Sent us the document.
Yes.
So, they were mailed the 30th. These are stamped the 30th. The letter's stamped the 30th. I'm sure that's the date.
I'm sure that's the date. What I was wanting to make a matter of record is if I thought Nikki said that they came to our office.
On the 4th.
I brought them up on that day.
That's
that
a Friday?
Day I did this. I brought them up and stuck one of these 20 years and told Nikki that that's...
Right. Was that on a Friday?
I believe it was, yes, sir.
Okay, that's where she said, and I took it that it was... Right. Last Friday. I'm sorry. So that's what I was wanting to get verified there before we got too far into this and seeing if we had.
Right. It sounds like we since you have the disk.
Just got it today.
So it seems like you need to get with GIS and get some sort of any more data for us. And then for us to get back together as soon as possible and say.
I think we better have a public hearing on it. But when he gets the data.
Right.
I think that we should have comments. Yeah. I appreciate Doug being here, but I think we should have comments from all the surveyors in the area that deal with this situation. I think it should be available to the public who's going to come in, who's going to be involved.
Well, I agree. I just, it would be good to make sure we identify the parcel owners.
I think everybody that can look at the map
great.
And identify it is a great thing. And everything. However, you're going to have people that just don't come in. And that's why originally we talked about creating a list so that we can make sure that everybody got some notification, you know, about this.
You want to send everybody that's potential floodplain a letter?
That's what I'm asking direction.
How many people would you guess that to be?
I don't know.
100,000?
Probably 10, at least 1,000.
I would say probably at least 1,000.
At least 1,000.
I think we should assemble a short and quick review team so that we can be focused on what we're actually reviewing. And what Jim's talked about, color coding, a lot of times when you go through this process, they'll send you a document, the original, and then the new one will have a color shaded or different,
something.
A different color.
You have two disks. You have the disk with the old one and this with the new one?
I do have the old disk from last time. Yes,
okay.
So, and that should already be loaded in downstairs.
So
right. And that's what I was going to use to create the difference between who was and who wasn't and everything. So.
Well, I mean, Danny, I think we need to go ahead and schedule a public meeting. I think we need to go ahead and pick a date on that. I think we're going to have to get more than Eddie involved in this. I mean, it's going to have to be a focus of GIS. It would be good if Randy over in Road and Bridge was involved because of roads, because, I mean, there'd be another set of eyes working on it and just get a team of people together, and it's a focus for the next 18 days.
What about the Corps of Engineers when they make our meeting? Should we add that to our agenda? To have, what is your opinion on what the five foot water raise, there's parts of this that this is going to affect. And just like you said, anything that's on the Bull Shoals side, it's going to affect.
But the maps don't indicate
it's going to affect where the water is now, but it's not going to affect the level.
No. The level is still going to be the floodplain. Just because it's 5 foot higher, it's still down.
Below the floodplain.
Well, I'm talking about places that flood, though.
Well, it's not going to be, the floodplain's not going to be 5 foot higher.
The floodplain's not going to be higher, but here's my argument all along. If I've got 5 foot, I've got this cup here, and I raised it up to this point, and it comes so much rain to flood over the top of this cup, it doesn't have, you don't have near as much
rain capacity. You're exactly right.
So, and so that's going to cause flooding in areas that hadn't flooded before.
But this map does not indicate that. Well, it does in certain areas because the
I'm talking about just in certain areas will it flood
and they
more.
Said they've enlarged some of the stream area. I mean, if you read what they're talking about, drainage areas is what they're talking about that were affected.
That anything that was drained by a certain amount of
square
miles or whatever, then it was included.
Any areas of 1 square mile or greater that drained into a certain area, they affected those mapping areas.
And in the past, it may not have even showed a flood.
Correct.
Now it will.
Now it will. I mean, there's going to be a lot of properties that possibly will pop up that were not there before.
Right. And the other thing is I understand what Doug's saying. You know, you get way up these creeks. That's not going to change too much. They may add a little long. I'm talking about areas that could flood.
Well,
now.
But even your flood, your creek area, where you're talking about backs up, now this time they've delineated on the map those areas, whereas before they may not have. That's why I say there's a lot more parcels. Before they just didn't map it. Now they're mapping those areas. I think you're going to see a lot more people affected. But of course,
I think the only way that you could truly know my house is clearly not in the floodplain is if they come in and show me on the map. I mean, I can't look at this map and tell that.
Right.
I mean, that was my deal. If we really want to try and inform the public as much as possible, then we send them a direct mail or something to that effect, whether it be radio or whatever, hoping they hear it, to say, the maps that we're reviewing right now show that you have a property, whether there's a structure on it or not, you have a property that's touching the floodplain. If this is a concern to you, you need to come in and look at these maps.
Well, if we're talking about this, I mean, looks like Hollister areas are affected. I mean, we almost need maps at every city hall and every rock. I mean,
Hollister, Brand, all the incorporated areas should have got their own maps.
They should have got their own
yes,
maps.
Sir.
Okay.
And we, of course, we don't enforce anything inside those areas. As a matter of fact, a lot of times our maps, when it butts up against, like the city of Hollister, it'll be cut out. We don't see it.
So, if we were to send the letters, going back to the letters, would we send them, speaking of the municipalities, would we send them inside the municipalities or just outside of the municipalities?
My intention was only to the unincorporated areas of Taney County because that's what we administer.
Okay.
That's your decision. I mean.
Why would we not do that? I mean, if it's 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000, why would we not spend the dollars to send those people?
I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm just saying originally we were talking about this. That's what we were talking about doing.
I guess I was asking my colleagues up here why
we should.
You asked the question a little bit ago, Eddie. Why shouldn't we do that? I mean, anybody, but...
I think we have a better chance of getting... You set up a meeting and say, you know, come here on these days or whatever to view the maps, and we try to set up 2 or 3 days where they can look at them. And then we've got some kind of comment we can send these people and say, this person's here, we reviewed this, and this is clearly not...
We're going to make that determination if they're not or are floodplain for your maps.
No, we're going to make the comment and have them check it.
And have them confirm it. We just want to pull out anything that's in question and make them confirm it for us.
Okay, I've been stewing on this comment through some of this discussion. The next to the last sentence under what is a comment says, both comments and appeals must be supported by scientific or technical data, provide proof of error, and provide sufficient data to make revisions. So my question now is, we send our letters out, we have the folks come in, someone that believes they're an error,
right?
Then does this say they're not going to do anything?
At the very last statement, it says certification of data may, or by a registered professional engineer or licensed land surveyor, may be required.
It doesn't say has to.
No, it says may. So this says
comments and appeals must be supported by scientific. That's not may. That's
must. Right. Read the very last sentence there, too.
It says it may be required.
Stand corrected.
Certification.
It's actually double talking.
It is a little double talking.
So that's why I don't know if they'll accept it, but that's, again, what I want you guys to
do. Two different things.
They are.
When you look at your form that you fill out, they are so redundant. Mm-hmm. And and they ask you one question, they'll turn around and ask it again a different way.
Yeah.
And
this is one of those type of things.
I don't know what they'll accept and everything, but we don't want record with it.
Regardless,
they're not going to.
What that means, it'd be better if for folks to have the opportunity to come find out. I mean, at least look and know that there is a possibility of it.
What about next Monday afternoon?
I'll be on vacation.
Well, we've got to get the list generated, and that may take a day or two.
Because all your maps.
Just have to have an open room, and when people come in, we'll.
Or just maybe the hallway in there.
You can kind of section them up on tables or whatever.
Can we have it that loaded where you can pull it up on the thing quite quickly?
I'll have to check that out and see.
So we can say the 23rd.
But you should be able 25th. To deal with multiple people at the same time. And if you try to do it on, if you lay sections of your maps out and the person comes in, you find out where they live, there's no use them looking at all the maps. They may want to look at several. But they're going to be concerned with their portion of the map, so you send them to their portion of the map. If you're in, panels this to this, you go over here. If you're in panels this, if you look at something else, that's fine. But, I mean, you should be able to, if you're going to do that, let them...
Most people can't look at those maps and figure out where they are.
What we found is that we would have a person there at each table, because when they come into our office, they pinpoint where they live. We open the panel. We show them kind of where things are on there. They show me their house. I never pinpoint where they live, because I'm not going to be responsible for what they do wrong. I show them the area. They show me what their house is. They recognize the landmarks.
Looks like we've got a lot of organization to do. So what about the 25th? Monday the 25th after in the Monday afternoon meeting.
Well, the concern, and that may be too late is my concern, just because we've got to then come up with comments and get them to them within 5 days of that.
We may can have this letter together and out before the end of the week. I just don't know how long. Once the data's in, generating the list is fast.
Okay. Here's the thing. Here's the reason I'm using Monday. It's because that's the day that the press always uses to get their stuff out.
I might suggest this might be worthy of a separate press release in and of itself.
Definitely. Yeah. And
even some public service on the radio.
Yeah. Okay. So, going back to municipalities.
We need some letters, John.
No, I'm not saying we don't send letters.
Okay, good.
Oh, you're saying send the municipalities, too.
I'm saying, if it touches, we just send it.
We need to address that, either to send them or something.
I think the address is that Eddie furnishes the name and the municipality sends the letter.
I think... And they should be able to do the exact same thing that I'm doing.
Right. They can do that.
I can give them a list of names of who's in.
List of names, address.
This may not let me do that, because a lot of times the data comes specific just to the area that you administer.
Okay.
So, you don't always get. So we'll try to generate whatever we can generate, but if we find that it's in an incorporated municipality, then we can make a list of that.
Some responsibility, too.
Well, they should have the same data that we,
right.
For their area that we
have. Why not lighten the load if they want to be participants?
This is Tuesday, what if we posted a meeting for Thursday, give Eddie time to see what it's going to take, when we can get the letters out. Also, he could contact the municipalities, the cities, talk to the P&Z people or planning or whoever there, GIS or somebody, and kind of get a feel for where we are.
And I'll ask them what they're doing as far as notification.
They already have, some of them may already be doing something.
Yes. So
we don't want to do something twice.
Would it be appropriate to ask the agency for an extension?
I wouldn't, because I wouldn't shoot even think that we could get one. And then...
Did you not... This is federal?
It's a federal.
Sometimes they will.
Okay.
Mr. Leonard with FEMA is very good to work with. And sometimes, if we say, hey, I just got to have a little more time here. you know, they may.
They're a very interesting group of people.
But let's take the opportunity to set our direction and try to head that way. And then if we find like we're running out of time, maybe that's when we would ask them for that. But
would Thursday be a good time for us to gather?
I should be able to know by Thursday or before Thursday where we're going to stand as far as what we've got generated and where we and everything. I can gather some more information from the municipalities, and I can let you know where we stand on
Thursday the 14th after we have our planning and zoning public meeting. I'm sure we'll be wanting to have some more meetings.
Yeah.
So
we'll be rolling.
We will. How much time should be allowed for the planning and zoning meeting? 15 minutes, you think, is all it's going to take?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
I would give Eddie all day to work Thursday, too.
Not that he won't be in our planning and zoning meeting, either.
Y'all need to be there?
Be involved there, too.
Oh, but by theory, Thursday was a great day, but...
Well, that's it. Can we do it in the morning? Did it? 1 o'clock.
I just got this desk. I need to go down to CIS and see what they can do.
Let's do it at 1 o'clock on Thursday the 14th.
Update you on...
Is that all right?
And that's going to be for an update to see where we stand as far as list and letters and everything like that.
What kind of an organization established that would be
good.
Right. You
get 1,000 letters out.
No, didn't say we'd get them out. Super ready to get them out.
I'm pretty much aware of that.
They're not going to help us?
Well, they'll help, but I just don't
know. Generating the list is not going to be that. If they can get this data loaded in, even because I've got lists in my office now, and they generate very rapidly.
The list generates rapidly. You have to review every one of these.
No. That's not what we're saying.
Every property owner?
Now, we're talking about mailing a letter to the property owner for them to come in and do the map. We're not
just
talking
to let
about
them know that there's an issue possibly out there.
Well, some people don't feel like they are, and they might be.
Because the reason I'm telling you this, the maps stagger up.
Oh, yeah.
Kane County. And we have no reference to elevation in the set process or the GIS system that I know of in relationship to the structure. Now, the only other thing you could do
is why hasn't FEMA provided you with a disk of who owns and has qualifying properties?
This disk overlays what their map shows on our county.
Right.
And then we can query the database where this touches, and it generates the list. We've done it before.
With structures inside?
No, it generates the property. Yes, we can query it and say, is there a structure? Because it's out of your database, and it says if there's a residential structure on there or not. We can pull it out by blank, by commercial, by residential.
And even where the... It's going to sort out Corps of Engineers goes on top of a bluff for 40 acres.
What this does is it says if that parcel, it's got its own parcel number, touches... Their line, you can be queried to kick it out.
Okay.
That's what it did last time.
Okay.
So what you're saying is you think GIS can provide just a decent list?
You've seen the list in my office, the green book that I've got. That's what we did last time with it. Now, did it catch everybody? I don't know. I didn't go visit every property.
Okay.
But this overlays onto it. It's the map overlay that they lay into the county. And then they can query that to where, if it's touched a parcel, kick me that parcel out. And then we can go into that parcel number and say, if that parcel number says it's all agricultural, or if it's got you know, it's being assessed with some residential on it, I can kick it out, show me the ones that are residential. That's what we did last time with it anyway.
Okay, just to humor me, the idea of sending the whole county a letter, first thing that pops into my mind, you've got condominiums where you've got a gob of different property owners in one small area.
It costs about $9,200 plus printing.
Where'd you get that number?
Do we pay any postage?
Do we pay postage?
That would be just postage.
Where'd you get your $9,200?
We have 45,000 parcels, right?
Yeah, we can send
I'm sorry, it'll be closer to 7,600 plus printing stuff.
Yeah, it's a big thing
but,
now.
But those parcels, excuse me, there's going to be a number of parcels. I'm asking a question. That number of parcels be the same owner?
Maybe.
Some are, I'm sure, but maybe not a large number. Okay, go ahead.
You may.
I physically don't know if we could turn it around that fast. I just know it's lined up in here when we use our own.
Well, this is the better deal if we can adapt it, because we don't want to bother people that don't have anything.
What you're going to get into is these ladies here, I believe, from Tanya Coleman Terrace Condo, here at Foreside, and they've got property, association property, that goes down into the floodplain. The condos themselves, they're going to receive, they're going to receive letters. Mm-hmm. You're going to find that in Tanya Coleman Terrace properties up on Tanya Coleman. Yep.
Right.
Because of the extension of association property down into.
Right.
In fact, a lot of those properties are in that situation because they're close to
the. But the concern was that some people knew and some people didn't. And if you want everybody to know, the only thing that I can tell you is either knock on everybody's door in the county, send everybody in the county a letter, or try to generate the most comprehensive list you can and make sure the letter goes out to the people.
In 18 days or less.
I didn't say it was the optimal situation.
I think Thursday at 1 o'clock, see how much progress you can make, and then we can narrow down our action plan.
And then we definitely should be seeing if the media will print public service notices or radio or whatever the case might be. But you got to have a meeting time for that, and all if you're going to do that.
One suggestion. Why don't you meet yet? And somebody that happens to fall in can come back and say, well, you didn't contact me. All students are now flying.
So I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's just like what we did with planning and zoning, though.
We posted. Yeah.
Right. If you got a letter out there and everybody officially got that letter, and there's one individual said, but I didn't get a letter.
But if we put it, just like we do with planning and zoning, we put it in the newspaper notice, we mail it out. Of course, you can't post all the properties, but any one of those is sufficient. But if you did publish it in the newspaper and you tried to miss everybody, you would be covered there.
What did Sheila tell us this morning? When does her bills go out?
She didn't know for sure.
Didn't she say later on this week she was starting?
Yeah. Oh, she's already started.
Right. So we...
November. I'd say
you'd want to be careful doing that. You've been called on that before.
Yeah, I know. That's what made me think of it. What
I don't know if there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying some people take exception to it.
Okay. Anything else before we...
I'd like to propose that we, at least for the review process, Mr. Fabian, if he's ready, willing, and able to use...
Fabian,
to use his firm...
They're a little short for Fabian.
On an hourly basis, with a not to exceed, to help us through the review process. He's probably, his firm or himself is probably the most experienced.
I promise I wasn't going to get back into that.
Well, I mean, Frank, the first thing we got to do is have the meeting on Thursday. Then we can see what our next steps are before we start.
I just don't think, unless you've got some specific things in mind that you want to try and pinpoint on here, that you can do anything about it.
Well, can we do this? Could we ask? And I know this is a big, but it's business. Could we ask surveyors like yourself, Eddie, everybody that has to deal with it to be here to help people with their mapping? I mean, whenever they say, I'm in section so-and-so, so-and-so, can you help me out? And we've got a table over there with certain sections in it and have somebody that knows. I mean, we're talking about...
A lot of people.
We're talking about a lot of people, and we're talking about people that if they come up and give me a number, I'm not going to have a clue.
No, we get that all the time from our clients. They'll come in, they'll have the county map, but they've got to turn it about 14 different times to look and get themselves oriented.
Right.
And, you know, we look at maps all the time, so it's pretty easy for us.
Can we do that? And we get
well, we can invite them. And
What you've got is an index map. You just hang that up, and we have somebody stand there and saying, you know, where are you located in here? Here's where I'm at. Okay, you need to go over to this table. This is where they tell them you want to look at this section.
But that's where I want to have somebody at the table.
Like well, exactly. There should be somebody at every table where every map is.
Yeah, so that they can say, and we can just ask. I mean, it would be good.
The guys at Jim's over here, they work with them on the phone.
I think it's a good idea. They all the surveyors probably know, but it'd be good to send them a letter, let them know we're doing this, and invite them to show up.
Not doing much else.
Other comments, questions, discussion?
I understand this correctly. I'm going to see about getting a list generated of all the names. We'll split that up several different ways. We will give you a rough draft of a letter that we think should go out for you to review. One that we would do to the municipalities also, and possibly if we've got our list in, possibly the list of the peoples that are in they would go to those municipalities, and you need a letter to the surveyors asking if they want to be here to help with the input on this. Is that correct?
I'd write the letter to the surveyors.
After?
Well, no, I'd just say that you're invited if you would like to be available to help. I mean, I don't want to
feel like we're...
Okay.
No
asking them to do it.
Oh, yes, I'm not offering to pay anybody. So.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to be here to help through the process, that's fine.
It's good business
for them. It's good business for them, and if somebody comes up, you know, they'll have somebody face to face they may not ever had opportunity to meet. That's their business. We're not promoting. So.
Okay. Another thing we need to look at, and we wait till Thursday to figure this out, but we need to be thinking about it, is location. I'm not sure that we can do that in here.
We could use
if you set this up over a time period of several hours where people can kind of come and go.
That's spread it out. And what if, but you mentioned that, what if we, and you're talking to the cities, what if we ask them to bring their copies of the map that we think they have, and we could set up out here in the halls? You know, kind of does.
Are you meeting with the mayors and everything? And I didn't get to listen this morning.
We didn't set a date on that because of. I mean, we got more meetings here right. At the end of by October. We have more meetings than we can possibly fit in.
My thinking is, and I'm going to call all these municipalities and talk to them. My thinking is they're probably going through their own process to notify all their own people.
Okay.
And to me, if they're doing that, no reason for us to step in and muddy the water or anything like that with their process, because we don't have any jurisdiction inside their areas anyway. They're going to administer their own flood maps in their own way.
If we're comfortable that they are getting
notified, I will call and make sure of that.
Yeah, then I agree that.
There's no use bringing all the extra people in here. We can do it however you want to do it, but our concern was when we began talking about this is to try and make sure that the residents of the non-incorporated areas of Taney County
are notified.
As best as we can. That we do what we can do to make sure that you were notified in some way. Radio. Newspaper, direct mail. Are we going to hit everybody with every one of those?
I don't hope so, but probably not. Okay, the other thought I have, let's say that you find out that the municipalities have got their areas covered. I still wouldn't be embarrassed to ask, for instance, Branson, Hollister, whoever, if y'all got some time, bring your set of maps and come over that day in case we got a lot of people.
Sure. You know, we can invite them.
We help each other all the time, and I think they'd be
They happy. May not have...
Well, they may not have a whole
they
set.
Don't get,
a map.
Right. They would get for their area. Whether they got the whole set on this time, I don't know. But normally you get for the area that you administer.
Is that disc duplicatable? Is that the right word?
I'm sure duplicable? It is. I'm sure it is, but I just don't know. I don't know that this actually shows the maps. Or if it just shows the boundaries, I don't know.
Okay. If it showed the maps, though, everybody's got a laptop. Those kind of people, they could bring their laptop, stick it in there, and it'd be quicker and easier.
And I haven't plugged it in. I just got it before I headed over here. So we'll go look and see what it is. I just don't know what it is. My guess is it is a digital.
Right with asking.
Yep. We can ask. Absolutely. Yeah.
We can always say no.
That's exactly right. We can always say no.
And there may be very few people show up. Can't tell.
Yeah, you don't know. It might be 10 or...
I mean, we know people, and hopefully Mr. Dalton is going to come and everything, but we know that Mr. Dalton is going to be taken care of because he had a loan before that was approved, and we are going to make sure that all that those loans that we have, and you've got a list of them in there, that they are reinstated, because new maps supersede old loans, but they will, unless there's been some change, they will reinstate those the day after the maps go into effect.
Other comments or questions?
Are we gonna call this event and we'll establish it Thursday? Are we gonna call it a FEMA public hearing?
It's just
floodplain public hearing.
It's gonna be an update, isn't it, of what we?
Is that what I mean? Are we gonna title it something so that when we present it on the radio, are we going to have a certain title? Is this floodplain update, FEMA?
What I told Nikki to post it as
flood insurance map update.
Let me look here. I told her to post it as flood hazard mapping community review, and in parentheses, FEMA maps.
Now, at this particular time, this was not the meeting where you were going to have everybody come in and look at their maps and everything.
No,
like that.
No, Thursday is not.
Okay,
but we'll just keep on posting the same words.
Kind of how we're going to go, yes.
That's what I was wanting to do, so that...
That's what came up.
I don't mind if it's a public hearing.
Flood insurance.
I mean, that's fine. I mean,
That's not Thursday. That's not it, though. Thursday's not it. You're just coming in and tell us what you got.
Right, I mean, but it's like people want to come in.
Right, it's like today, anybody's welcome anytime.
But I don't think that's when you're going to be set up to try and let people review your maps.
Yeah, no, that's not it at all.
And if anybody wants to come into our office and look at the maps before then, they're welcome to. I've got one set, and, you know, my question to you guys was we need different people to review these, and I'll give them to whoever, but that's the only set that I do have. So if Frank and them have them, they've got them. And everything. I trust Frank and them with them. That's not an issue. It's just that's what we have.
Well, again, if this disc has got the maps on them,
then we can bring them up electronically.
We can make up a few discs. Or
yep. And I'll check with them. When we're done here, I'll leave and go there immediately.
Okay. You want to come up here?
Anybody I'd like to speak needs to come to the mic. Welcome, sir.
I'm Don Earhart. I just want to make a comment. The Corps of Engineers these last few years have been going out. They've been going out and establishing boundaries on their lake perimeter.
Correct.
And I've got some land that's on some of that perimeter, and they've been doing this. Now, why couldn't they take FEMA maps when they're doing this and establish a point at the floodplain that FEMA, in accordance with FEMA map, as something that a person could use as a database, okay? Because, and it would save the farmers a lot of money because, you know, say after this all goes through and the farmers come back and say, you know, we didn't know because we thought we were clear out of the floodplain. Now we find out we're in the floodplain. We don't know where the point is. We got to go back over here a half a mile or 2 miles and pick that point up and pay surveyors to come over here and establish this line or this point. It's going to cost the farmers a lot of money. And whereas the Corps of Engineers, on most of their boundary lines, they can go around and they can establish this as points. You understand what I'm talking about?
I think I follow you. I'm no surveyor, of course. I don't know. I wish Doug was still here.
That was my topic of discussion when we have the Corps of Engineers up here, where if they schedule it this week or whenever they're scheduling a meeting with us about other issues, and I would like to bring this up to them. Right. And we'll have to have it posted if we're going to do that.
So I'll make that an agenda issue also.
Right. That's what I just, and it's just a comment. Can you help us here? I mean, that's basically what I was going to say.
What I'm wondering is the surveys they are doing, and I've been aware of one anyway, like you're talking about, whether that work is somewhat different than establishing the base level. may be a lot more work to that or something. It wouldn't be practical, but it's a good idea.
Well, if we're shooting elevation, I'm sure it wouldn't be much more of a problem.
I don't know.
Might have to get more qualified help.
We've had to shoot elevation for them for our roads, so I don't know whether they will or not.
Well, what are they doing, just wandering around out there then?
I'm just saying.
Based their things on elevation.
I'm just saying that we have had to establish elevations on roads ourselves.
Okay.
I got just a wild guess that they're hiring outside firms to do what you're talking about. They're not doing it with their own staff people. I don't know. I thought that was good.
Just
a
comment.
Yeah, good comment.
They did have an engineer on KDOC and that we met, Mike somebody.
He
was surveying the day I was down there. So
the reason I mentioned that, it seemed like they came into some money to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I would assume they hired somebody out to do that, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we'll recess until 3 o'clock. Right?
Yep.
We'll do a executive session.
As Mr. Schultz.
Ladies, you have something?